talk a little bit about this whole idea of these short-term fasts. They seem to be very popular.
They are very popular, and I've actually had a few colleagues who went on them, and then I've been reading more about them. These are not the fasts where you give up food altogether. These are the fasts where during part of the day, and actually the majority of your day, you're not eating. So they generally last about 14 hours, and they're really designed to align with our circadian rhythms to help promote weight loss. So you might have like 10 hours during the day where you're eating and then 14 hours when you're not. And remember, you're sleeping for part of that time, so it's not as long as you might think.
So after you wake up, you haven't eaten for, 6 to 8 hours or whatever it is. Does that mean then you skip breakfast and lunch and wait again until dinner?
Well, so there are different views of this. But yes, some people are saying that, we've often been saying that breakfast is the most important meal of the day because mm-hmm. you're breaking an overnight fast. But in this intermittent fast world, basically what they're saying is skip breakfast, eat a big lunch and a very light dinner. There are others who will say, breakfast like a king, eat like a prince, and then sup like a pauper. But basically, it comes down to you're eating during certain periods of the day, about 10 hours, and the rest of the time you're not.
All right. Talk a little bit about some of the health benefits of doing these short-term fasts.
Well, I looked at the literature, and actually some of these benefits are quite interesting. So one, it helps with weight loss, and there are lots of people who are struggling with that. So one study found that women who consumed most of their calories at lunch versus at dinner, they actually lost 3 pounds more during a 12-week period than their counterparts who were eating bigger dinners. Some studies also find that this short-term fasting, it helps to cut inflammation, which we know is linked to heart disease and type 2 diabetes, cancer, and other chronic illnesses. And just this month, in the journal Obesity, researchers looked at a small group of people who for 4 days straight ate only from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then for another 4 days, they ate from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And the study found that those who ate just during that early part of the day, it didn't affect how many calories they ate, but it did impact their hunger hormones. So they felt less hungry, they felt more full, and they had less desire to eat than if they ate during that 12-hour period from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you are eating earlier in the day, at night you're actually less hungry. And for a lot of people who, they get home, stressful day, eat dinner, and then it's kind of a nonstop eating until bedtime, which is, we know, is not good for your health. So this may be an interesting new approach.